Turgot was a very important French economist in the 18th century. Turgot, of course, also is famous as a historical figure. He served for 2 years as French, essentially, finance minister in the 1770s, and during that brief tenure, he did really quite a bit to liberalize taxes, bring about internal freedom of trade, and take away some of the power of the guilds. He worked very hard to free up the French economy, and in this regard, he's a very practical forerunner of a lot of French classical liberal thought. But Turgot was not just a practitioner, he also was a brilliant and important writer on economics, and his main book was published in 1770, and in English it's called Reflections on the Formation and the Distribution of Riches. There's really a lot of value here, but I think of Turgot's greatest influence as having come because he was really the first writer to formulate what I think of as the canonical model of classical economics. So the notion that you have labor, and you have capital, and you have land, and to specify particular ways in which they interact, and then use that theory to derive what will be the relative shares of capital, labor, and land. That's the way that most models of classical economics got started, and Turgot was the first person to really have a systematic, well-thought-out account of how that was going to work and fit together. For instance, a critical insight in Turgot, which ends up being carried over to Adam Smith and later to the Austrians, is the notion of capital as a fund which is advanced to labor, to support labor while labor is producing, to make labor more productive, to feed labor, and that capital and labor come together in this manner, trading with each other, where capital is the source of advances making greater production possible. In Turgot's conception, capital really is this fund which is determined by the supply and demand for savings. This fund enables production, and as part of this picture, land rent is a factor of production which yields a residual return, and in this regard, Turgot is looking forward to Ricardo. We'll explain more how that's going to work in our video series on David Ricardo. Nonetheless, these are in any cases key elements of what was to become classical economics. More generally, Turgot had a very consistent and very well-expressed supply and demand theory of price. In this regard, he's quite modern. Turgot was quite clear in opposing usury laws. He wanted interest rates to be simply regulated by market supply and demand. This again reflects his market-oriented classical liberal background. There are some striking passages in Turgot. They're not extremely long, but it's pretty clear he understood the notion of how money leads to indirect exchange, which also leads to division of labor, which in turn supports greater productivity. This was to become arguably the critical and driving theme of Smith's Wealth of Nations, and you can find it there, stated in Turgot. Turgot also understood quite clearly the notion of what we now call diminishing returns. So you can have various plots of land. The first plot of land will yield a high return. The next plot of land will yield a lower return. The next plot an even lower return, and so on. And of course, this was to become an important part of many subsequent economic arguments from David Ricardo, but also from the later marginalists. Apart from his main book, Turgot has a brilliant essay called Value and Money, which actually he never even finished. It's excellent for understanding how money is a measure of values and a medium of account. It's excellent for understanding what we now call the subjective nature of economic value, and it has a very intriguing account of how price formation works when you have two traders, three traders, and then moving to four traders. Among other things, this essay shows just how versatile an economic thinker Turgot really was. It's hard to overestimate just how much of an influence Turgot was. I've already mentioned his extreme influence over Adam Smith, but in general, French classical liberal economic thought of the later 18th and 19th century and the Frenchmen who argued for freer markets and freer trade, to a remarkable extent, they were influenced by Turgot and drawing on arguments that were either made by Turgot or in some manner associated with him. The key works of Turgot are online and they are free. There are excellent editions prepared by the Mises Institute, among other versions. I would suggest starting with those. Turgot is still pretty readable and pretty direct and to the point. But for more on Turgot's career in public service, of course, you can start with Google and Wikipedia.